Not Another Anon Story, Chapter 1, Part 2.
You know, I am still here. Could you tell me exactly what the problem is?
He asked one of them with a small scowl, crossing his arms as the trio finally rejoined their friends. The three of them seemed confused when they looked back at him again, though still disturbed.
What are you talking about? You mean you're not doing that on purpose?
Rainbow Dash asked, seeming to get some of her prior attitude back as the color returned to her face.
Doing what exactly? Breathing? Existing? Do any of us exist on purpose?
He asked before trailing off a bit, looking down at the ground and rubbing his chin.
Shit.
Hey, she was talking to you!
Applejack said with a small stomp of her hoof.
That thing you did where you made yourself feel wrong, why did that happen?
The other three seemed just as confused as he does at that question, the white one with the purple mane speaking up.
Applejack, darling, could you clue us in on what you are exactly talking about?
She chimed in a soft, refined accent of an English bent, as she and the other two who had not approached him went to go check on the unconscious one.
When we got close to him, something happened. The closer we got, the more wrong he felt,
she said with a small shiver.
It was like going into the Everfree, but way, way worse.
She finished, as she stomped down to start gently prodding and skating Twilight with her hoof.
Twilight here must have felt it too, but she took it way worse than we did, from the look of it.
His face drooped a bit, and he resisted the urge to go and help when he heard it may have been his fault.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. I didn't know that would even happen. It's never happened to me before. Then again, I don't think I've ever met a talking pony before, so maybe it's just you guys?
They didn't seem to be paying much attention to him at this point, though. They were more focused on their friend coming around. A small purple reptile of some sort ran over on two legs to place its claws on her side as it gave her a concerned look. The man wasn't really sure where they came from. He must have missed them in all the excitement.
Twilight, are you alright?
The little scaly one asked softly as the unicorn got back to her hooves, shaking her head groggily before looking over at them and nodding slowly.
Yeah, Spike, I'm fine.
She said as she looked back over at him, her eyes widening slightly in fear as she took another step back.
What exactly are you?
She asked as her eyes locked onto his softly.
Oh, well, finally! A question that makes sense!
He says with a small sigh.
I am a human. The name's Anon, and I would like to say that it's nice meeting you, but I honestly feel sort of bad about whatever just happened to you, so I'm on the fence about whether I would call this even remotely pleasant.
He said as he took a seat at one of the cramped little pony-sized tables in the dining area, a distance away from them as a courtesy.
Anyways, like I was saying, I was just wanting to know why you were all being really racist against Sakura out there for no reason. I just met her and she seems really nice.
Twilight at least had the good grace to seem embarrassed about this.
I was actually just telling my friends here something very similar, and Applebloom was actually on the same page.
She paused her response as she looked around, seeming confused.
Wait, has anyone seen Applebloom?
As if following a silent prompt, a child's laughter can be heard alongside chuckling from Zakora. They all turned and looked outside to see Applebloom giving Zakora an apple, the both of them seeming fairly at ease and happy as the transaction occurs with Zakora handing her some currency in exchange. Zakora smiles over at Anon and waves as she walks off.
Thank you for speaking with me today. It seems that you've shown some pony the way,
she said as she trotted off back towards the path leading out of town and out towards a forested area. The one that they called Applebloom walked back inside, seeming pleased with herself, giving a shiver as she passed a bit too close to the human before rejoining her sister.
See? I told you that she was a nice pony!
She said triumphantly as she held out a few small gold coins.
She even bought some apples, and I said that I can go to her house and learn how to brew potions sometime, if you said I could, Applejack. What do you think of that, huh?
She asked with that adorable smirk of a child who knows that they are right when an adult is wrong. Applejack snorted and gave a little adamant stomp as she looked down at what appeared to be her kid? Her sister, maybe? Probably sister. Applejack seemed a bit young for kids that age, unless ponies aged really fast or something.
I will most definitely not be given permission for any such thing to battle little fillies who can't even follow simple directions and stay in the building,
she said as she gave them a small disapproving scowl. The human gave a small sigh as he was once again ignored. One moment they were terrified of him, the next they had bigger problems. Fair enough, he supposed, as he licked a fingertip and flipped to a new page of the book.
Now, Applebloom, you stay right here with Spock while the rest of us go and have a word with Sakura.
Applejack said with a small huff.
Come on, girls!
She exclaimed, as she trotted out of the door, the five older ponies in tow, while making sure to avoid passing too close to the human on their way out.
Hey, human! Don't try anything funny while I'm gone. Spock over there may not seem like much, but he's still a dragon.
She says, as she dashes out, with him simply raising a finger at her at this point, the back of her hand still facing her, while he didn't even take his face out of his book. She took that as a sign of understanding what she had said, and a lot of them dashed out, slamming the door behind them. The three of them sit in silence together like that for some time, the rest of the ponies coming back out of their building seeming quite relieved. Applebloom had the good sense to turn the lights back on at least, and Spike was helping himself to some cupcake, while glaring over at the human warily. Applebloom was the first to break the silence. She trotted over, stopping and shuddering when she got within about 15 feet of him, and sitting on the floor, she asked.
Mister. What's your reading there?
He peeked over from the top of the book and gave her a smile.
Oh, just a personal favorite of mine. Here, you can look at it if you want. I have more in my bag, just be careful with it.
He said, as he tossed it onto the floor in front of her gingerly. She manages to catch it in one of her hooves, fumbling for it before managing to secure it between the flat of both of them, squinting as she read the spine.
The Ego and His Zone. What's this about?
It's a book about philosophy. It's a bit of a hobby of mine.
He said as he pulled another book casually out of his bag, opening it and removing the bookmark within.
What's a philosophy?
She asked, tilting her head and looking up at him curiously. He smiled a bit wider down at her. She seemed to be a fairly tolerable child, polite and inquisitive.
It's just asking questions about life, mostly. Like, what is it for? What you should do with it? Why are you living it? Stuff like that, for the most part.
He said, with a little shrug.
Well, why would you need to figure out how to live your life when you got a cutie mark?
She said, seeming even further confused, her wide eyes betraying her genuine curiosity.
Cutie mark?
Anon asked softly, as he rubbed the stubble on his chin.
Alright, what is a cutie mark, and why would it mean that I didn't need that question answered?
She smiled wider, happy to be able to explain something to him that he didn't know.
A cutie mark is what a pony gets when they discover their special talents, and they get a mark of it on their flanks, and they usually just do that.
His nose wrinkles slightly at this, seeming to find the concept distasteful.
No. Humans don't get those. We just sort of do whatever we end up doing, based on a number of factors. And honestly, that sounds sort of awful. No offense.
She gasped, her adorably wide eyes somehow managing to get an uncomfortable degree wider with shock.
No cutie marks? I'm sorry, mister, but why wouldn't you want a cutie mark? Not having one sounds awful to me.
Eh, I guess it would for someone who has the idea ingrained into their culture like that. You probably don't know what you'd do without it, but have you ever stopped to ask why?
She seemed vexed by his question, cocking her head off to one side slightly.
What do you mean, ma? It's just how it is!
He gave a small sigh and put his book down to look at her properly again.
Well, why is it the way that it is? Has it always been that way? Did it happen one day, as the origin of cutie marks recorded? If you don't get one, do you not have a special talent? What defines a special talent? Are special talents predetermined by some form of preordained fate, or can different life experiences for the same pony in different situations result in different cutie marks? Do you get a cutie mark in something you end up like doing, or if it's predetermined, are you compelled to be inclined towards the thing that you'll eventually get your mark in?
He stopped talking for a moment, watching the poor thing try to keep pace with all of his questions, her eyes spinning a bit in opposite directions, until she closed them and rubbed her head.
Ow, ow, too much thinking at once,
she said softly as she reopened her eyes.
Are you sure your special talent ain't for asking questions or, philosophy?
He gave her a warm little smile and shrugged, deciding to humor her.
You know, maybe it is, little filly,
he said, with a small sigh, as he stretched out and relaxed a bit in his chair. She carefully picked up the book that he had passed her in her teeth, and walked closer, seeming, of course, uncomfortable, maybe even scared as she got closer before spitting it out and backing away again.
Could you maybe read it to me?
She asked softly, as she sat back down where she was. Spike decided at this point to come and join the two of them, sitting next to Applebloom.
Oh, are we getting a story? That sounds like an okay way to pass the time,
he said, as he finished one last cupcake. He shrugged again, and nodded, pushing up his glasses, as he opened the book from the beginning.
Sure, I suppose I could do that for you. Sorry, this one's kinda dry. Hope it isn't too boring. Stop me if you have any questions. All things are nothing to me. What is not supposed to be my concern? First and foremost, the good cause. Then God's cause. The cause of mankind, of truth, of freedom, of humanity, of justice. Further, the cause of my people, my prince, my fatherland. And finally, even the cause of my mind and a thousand other causes. Only my cause is never to be my concern. Shame on the egoist who thinks only of himself. Let us look and see then how they manage their concerns. They for whose cause we are to labor, devote ourselves, and grow enthusiastic.
I have a feeling that Twilight is going to be infatuated with what Anon knows. Well, he's practically acting like a teacher, so he could be a very large influence to whoever he meets. Anywho, let's get on to our wholesome donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jayton Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Courier CI, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScyther9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Dash of Evergreen, Ryanny Dragonwolf, Seeker Moon, Tal Raja, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Endry63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Kedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, Dippity Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakao, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nisaru-san, Vizuri, Dyslexia Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plunkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Daniel Beck, 6 of 9, and Shyfire. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest!